Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Wolf 359.
Hera, get propulsion running. Stabilize the station.
Propulsion is running, Command Commander.
Eiffel, readings. Get me radiological, gravitational, spectroscopy, anything that might explain what the hell is going on here.
What's going on? Our red dwarf just went smurf on us! Look at it! The stars turned blue!
Yes, but...
Secondary radiation wave. Brace for impact.
Hera, do something!
Like what?
Go up, go down, drop anchor, I don't care! Just stop this Delta World!
Christ, I'm getting fluctuations in surface temperature, emissions. Hydrogen levels are plummeting like a rock.
Okay, what do we know about these things?
What do we know about when a star spontaneously changes color and principal characteristics? Nothing! This isn't a thing that happens!
Yo, Copernicus, look out the window and smell the Joni Mitchell! This is happening! Captain, yeah, we see...
Oh!
What the... Hera, something messing up the comm system?
By all kinds of radiation is not designed to withstand. Every system is starting to go haywire.
Oh, good!
There. I think I've managed to stabilize the station. At least for now.
Thank you, Hera. That feels much better.
So, what's the play?
Hera, run a diagnostic of all the major systems. If this... thing is about to compromise equipment that keeps us alive, we need to already be fixing it. Give me that report on the double.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to the observation deck. I need to talk to our red dwarf specialist.
You think Hilbert's gonna know something about this?
I don't think he has the power to cause a major astronomical event, but if anyone could...
It'd be him, right. What about me?
Find Lovelace. If she's feeling helpful, see if she's ever encountered or heard of something like this. If she's not, try to stop her from doing something stupid and putting us in more danger.
Hera, any idea where-
She's in engineering, moving toward her hangar bay.
Roger that.
Be in touch, let the others know the moment anything changes, and find me something I can work with. Go.
The hell? Why isn't this door opening?
Hey, Captain. Going somewhere?
Eiffel, I need access to my ship.
Oh, yeah? I don't know if you've looked out a window lately, but seas are a bit rough at the moment.
Of course I have.
Of course you have. So, not the best time for a field trip, right?
Eiffel? I just put out a fire in engineering. A literal fire. I'm not going anywhere, but I need to check on my ship's engines, make sure that this storm isn't overloading any of the systems.
Nice try, but we're gonna go with...
Nuh-uh.
Why isn't this opening?
Oh, maybe because it's missing... This... motion reader from the door. Old trick that Hira taught me a while back. She says the airlock's not gonna gauge without it.
What?
Apparently the process of putting it back together is no picnic either. It takes a nice, long while. So I'm just gonna hold on to this for the time being.
Eiffel, what are you doing?
Call it... removing temptation. Thrilled as we all are that you've come as far as not blowing us up, Captain. Wouldn't want you to get any ideas about, say, setting sail and... Did you... Was there...
What?
Never mind.
Eiffel, you're being unreasonable. All I want to do is check on my ship, make sure we're not all about to die. Give me the sensor.
Sorry, Duck Dodgers, but one emergency at a time. As soon as we get clear skies from the control tower, you can be on your merry. But right now, all flights are grounded. I can tell you're a bit upset about this and could use some alone time. Take a moment and give us a call when you want to, you know, actually help.
Commander, we must...
I don't have time for your crap right now, Hilbert. No intrigue, no cryptic nonsense, just tell me straight. What is happening, can it kill us, and how do we fix it? And explain in terms Eiffel could understand.
Commander, I have no idea.
Give me a break. You've been studying that ball of gas for almost 2 years. You've been going on about anomalies and unique radiation the entire time that we've been up here, and you've had nothing to do but stare at the star through your window for the past 3 months. What is going on?
Slight anomalies, minor deviations from spectral readings. This is not that. This goes far beyond any observed or predicted changes in stellar behavior.
So what? You expect me to believe that you don't have at least some theory as to... As to what is...
Commander?
Hang on. Just give me a moment to think.
Minkowski, did you hear something just now?
Why? Have you been hearing something?
Commander, the only answer that I can give to your question is that this is something new, and that we may want to start avoiding windows. It may not be a good idea to be in direct starlight.
Hira, how's Captain Crunch doing? Tell me she hasn't found another way to pop the airlock.
No. Your solution was... very, very thorough.
Is that a note of disapproval I'm detecting?
She may have had a point, Eiffel. The star is releasing all kinds of radiation, a lot of which our shields are not really made to block out. Leaving that VX3 unsupervised may not be the smartest way to...
You know what, Hira? Some of us can't think of everything at once. It's not my fault Wolf359 decided to start going through its blue period right this second, but I'm dealing with the big, scary Picasso painting in the sky. So cut me some slack.
Right.
Besides, I'm much less worried about the ship than I am about the pilot. Who knows what crazy stunt Loveless might try to pull? You already stopped her attempts to Top Gun her way out of here once, but I'm...
Officer Eiffel? Are you feeling alright?
Not sure.
Maybe you shouldn't be out of bed just yet.
No, it's something else. Like... Ugh. Command. God damn it! Okay, fine. I guess we'll do this the old-fashioned way. Let's go see if Minkowski's made any progress.
Eiffel.
Commander, you rang? What's he doing up and about?
Always good to see you, Eiffel. Commander?
I need my Wolf 359 expert on hand, and the comm system is still shorted out. He stays.
What good is Dr. Filbert gonna do? Is he gonna talk the star through this bout of depression?
Quiet, Eiffel. Commander, look at this.
Christ, what are all those spikes?
Those are the first three waves to reach the Hephaestus, but that's not problem. That is problem. Emissions are all increasing at an exponential rate.
Which means?
Best guess, increase in mass. The star is getting bigger.
Still waiting for that scientific explanation, Doctor. Anytime now.
This is unprecedented astronomical phenomena, not plot twist for a bad science fiction series. I cannot just tell you to reverse polarity of ions or apply phlebotinum solution. This is going to take some time.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a thing we have a huge supply of.
Hilbert, keep going through the data. Let me know the moment you have an idea about what's causing this.
Very well.
Minkowski, a word.
Now is really not—
Wasn't asking. Sir.
What?
I'm really not okay with Hilbert being granted freedom of movement right now.
He's not. I'm watching his every move. And don't you think we have a much bigger thing to worry about?
I really don't. Lest you forget, unprecedented deep space discoveries are what makes him go all Benedict Arnold. What if he starts pushing people out of the station or pulling out bits of Hera's brain? Again.
Eiffel, that man just spent a week putting your Humpty Dumpty ass back together again. Sadly, undersupervised for large chunks of that time. Don't you think that's when he would have sprung whatever scheme he had?
Nuh-uh. I don't care how bad things are getting out there. I'm not giving the devil I know a free pass.
God's sake, Eiffel. I can handle Hilbert.
Commander, would you please listen to...
All right, hold on. There's something really weird going on here.
Yes, the star we orbit around just changed color and went crazy.
That's not what I mean.
Well, I don't have time for—
I've been weird all day. Half hearing things, and I don't think it's just me. Am I wrong? Yeah, didn't think so. Maybe we're just finally cracking up from the stress, but either way, we should do something before one of us starts here's Johnnying the rest of the crew.
Like what?
Like getting rid of all the weapons for a start. We should gather up all the guns, the tactical knives, your harpoon, put it all in the arms locker, seal that sucker up, and put the key in one of Hera's service canisters. She can make sure nobody's packing until we get one flew farther away from the cuckoo's nest.
Very good plan, Eiffel.
Thank you.
Full of clever precautions.
Yeah, I know.
Right. That's why I already locked away all the weapons 20 minutes ago.
Oh. Good.
Except for this handgun, of course.
Oh, less good.
Why do you think I'm so sure I can handle Hilbert? See? Everything is under control.
Yeah. You want to run that past your inner logic consultant? You think one gun's gonna be enough for whatever evil plan he's got?
Oh, for God's sake! Keep bringing up evil plans and I'm going to start thinking that you're the one plotting something.
What? What kind of sense does that even make?
The perfect kind of sense. While you keep me distracted here, Hilbert has basically had the run of the bridge. By now, he could have probably hopped on the Pulse Beacon Relay and sent off a message to command.
Rest assured, I would never—
You would and you have, so shut up. Get away from the controls.
Commander?
Not now, Hera. How could we let something like this happen?
We got distracted by that big mood light in the sky. Or maybe we're just thick.
Tell me there's a way to scramble outgoing messages.
I didn't send it.
Shut up!
Damn it. Whatever's gunking up the comms is shorting out the pulse relay archives.
Translation?
We know Jack about what kind of message in a bottle he sent out. I would not—
Quiet.
I don't think he did, and Commander—
You said it yourself, Hera. Every system on the station's compromised. There's no way for us to be sure.
By that logic, you can't be sure that Officer Eiffel didn't lie to you right now.
Don't even try.
I sent message to Canaveral. He immediately deletes record. Classic double agent operation.
I will gag you, comrade. Don't listen to a word he's... Oh, come on!
The man has a point. Both of you, hands where I can see them.
Guys, seriously, I really need you to...
Hold that thought, Hera. I'm about to have a fight with Minkowski.
Okay, sure. You have fun with that.
So what? You don't trust me now?
I don't trust anyone on this boat right now.
You know? I think I just figured out what's going on.
Oh? Please, enlighten me.
I can't believe it hasn't occurred to me until now. It's just one big conspiracy, and you're all in on it. It's all one big sick psychological experiment, empty man style. Let's make this idiot think he's talking to aliens and see what that does to his tiny little brain. Ooh, ooh, let's kill his friend, and then let's bring her back, and let's make him really sick. And now there's some dead people. Now one of them's back. Now she's crazy. Now the star's crazy. Now everyone's crazy. Look at the monkey dance.
You really are cracking up, you paranoid little man.
We all are. And I'm paranoid? Remind me again why you're keeping Hilbert around. Was it the secrets he might know about command, or the secrets he might know about my virus, or the secrets he might know about the transmissions? Or am I forgetting anything?
Well, maybe we should just be done with him then. Do what Cutter told us to do 3 months ago and put a bullet in his head.
I would vote for
him. Want to shoot your own wingman? Go ahead. See if I care.
Don't think I won't kill him. I mean it.
Please, wait.
Fine by me.
Fine.
Fine.
Fine. Ah!
So sorry. I seem to have momentarily forgotten that the comm system isn't working. You kids want to tell me what the hell's been going on in here?
What do you want?
It surprises even me after your latest stunt, Eiffel, but I want to stop you from doing something stupid. Can I please get you all to not kill each other for 2 seconds and listen?
To what?
So glad you asked. Hera?
Thank you, Captain. The star. Hilbert was right. It is getting bigger, which means that its gravitational pull is getting stronger.
Stronger bad?
Stronger very bad, Officer Eiffel.
We're already caught inside the gravity well. I've been so focused on stabilizing the station's infrastructure that I didn't notice at first. But we are losing ground. Steadily.
Well, can't we floor the gas or something? Break free of the current?
All of our engines are already near maximum capacity. Even going for a full burn.
We'll slow it down, but we're not getting to a stable orbit.
How much time?
A little over 2 hours.
After that, we'll be crossing the pressure horizon, and the station structure will start to get torn apart by the gravity. Half an hour after that...
Yeah, we're getting tangled up in blue. I get the picture.
So, as appealing as it might sound to just be done with this place and you people, none of us are going anywhere. We need to work this, and fast. So right now, I need to have the sane version of Commander Minkowski and her crew. Please?
Hey, she's the one
that... Oh, for God's sake, haven't you figured it out? How have you survived for so long in this place? Tell them, Doctor.
Leave me alone.
If it occurred to me, I know the thought has crossed your mind. Tell them.
Dr. Hui had a theory. Noticed certain weak energy signatures from the star. Posited that, in high enough intensity, these waves could affect the human brain. Influence higher level functions of the limbic system.
The star's making us go nuts?
But never verified. It's just vague theory, wishful thinking.
Well, it looks like wishes are horses today.
Hold up. If it's the star that's causing this, how are you so together?
I don't know. Maybe I didn't get as much direct exposure as you three. Or my body's developed some sort of resistance.
Nah. You're saying the big blue marble's what? Making us twitchy? Paranoid?
That's the idea, more or less.
Well, there you go, Commander. Captain Loveless here is already at the maximum levels of paranoia that a human brain can process. The big bad wolf can't make her go crazy, because she's already lost her mind.
Could you be serious for 3 seconds?
Keep dreaming, lady.
There's no off. There's no off switch. I've checked. What? What am I? Hang on. Here, take the gun. I really shouldn't be armed right now.
Agreed.
I don't know what's going on here, but we're in trouble, and...
Yeah, Commander. Live together, die alone. We're with you.
Besides, I don't need a gun to end you, Eiffel.
Yeah, it's a good thing that I'm way too pretty for you to...
Yes, yes, very good. Very heartwarming banter. Now can we please get back to the emergency?
Well, we'll need to find some way to boost the station's propulsion system or lighten the load so we can row our way out of this whirlpool. And also we need to figure out...
Who the hell has not gotten it through their skull that the comm system is not working right now?
Wait a minute.
We're all here.
So, how can... No. No, we didn't hear that right. Okay. Maybe we did hear that right. Hera, tell me you can backtrace this call.
It's hard to say, Officer Eiffel. There's a lot of interference, and,
Not the time for shyness, Hera. Ballpark?
Okay, it appears to be an outside transmission. And it's coming from the center of the star.
Of course it is. Okay. Knock, knock. Let's see, getting two interlaced channels here. Looks like the top layer is just garbage, so...
What's that?
It sounds like a regular open comms channel.
So, someone could be listening?
That's the optimistic pronoun, Commander. You want to do the honors?
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Hello, does anyone copy? This is Douglas Eiffel aboard the USS Vesta Station. Please respond. Again, is anybody out there? Please respond. Again, is anybody out there? Please respond.
This has been Wolf 359 by Kinda Evil Genius Productions. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emmerscher Jarko. The role of Hera was played by Michaela Sui. And the role of Loveless was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. Original music by Alan Rohde and audio recording by Jared Paul. Is anybody out there? Is anybody out there? Please respond by rating and reviewing Wolf 359 on our iTunes page. Follow us on Tumblr and Twitter at Wolf 359 Radio for the latest news and extras.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Carlotta Botox, actress, thinktress, and influenceress, and I'm spilling all the tea on Hollywood.
Name?
Carlotta Botox.
B-O-T-O-X. Spell the first name.
It's actually Botox. B-E-A-U-T-O-X.
Of course it is. First name?
Botox is actually my last name. My first name...
Okay there, who's on first? I know it's your last name. Now I want you to spell your first name.
Oh, Carlotta. It's C-A-R, as in the automobile.
LOTTA, like lot of talent.
Wow. Just wow.
There's also an umlaut.
The f*** is an umlaut?
It's two dots and it goes over the...
Okay, Carlotta, two dots. Just take a seat over there. We'll call you when we're ready. Meanwhile, we'll gird our loins.
Check out the Carlotta Botox Chronicles, available now on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher.